This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 around the world has passed 40 million. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The milestone was passed early Monday, according to Johns Hopkins University, which collates reporting from around the world, although actual worldwide figures of COVID-19 cases is likely to be far higher. To date, more than 1.1 million confirmed virus deaths have been reported, although experts also believe that number is an undercount. The US, Brazil, and India are reporting by far the highest number of cases, although the increase in recent weeks has been driven by a surge in Europe, which has seen more than 240,000 confirmed virus deaths in the pandemic so far. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations said Monday it would stockpile 1 billion syringes around the world by the end of 2021 to be used for the delivery of any future coronavirus vaccine. UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, said it aims to get 520 million syringes in its warehouses by the end of this year to guarantee an initial supply in countries ahead of the vaccine. UNICEF said in a statement, quote, "The world will need as many syringes as doses of vaccine," end quote. UNICEF said it was also buying 5 million safety boxes for used syringes. According to AP, new virus relief will have to wait until after the November election. U.S. Congress, is past the point at which it can deliver more coronavirus aid soon, with differences between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Republicans, and President Donald Trump proving insurmountable. Trump's Republican allies are reconvening the Senate this week to vote on a virus proposal. This is VOA News.